Welcome to the NewsHour. The longest shutdown of a government agency in history has ended with President Trump today signing a House-passed bill to fund most of the Homeland Security Department.
The administration had warned that money to pay thousands of federal security workers would run out after today without new funding. Congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins back with us here after spending the day reporting at the Capitol. So, Lisa, what finally changed to end this shutdown?
You know, it was a matter of who changed, and that was House Republicans. As we were coming into today, there was pressure from President Trump and from House Republican leaders themselves on some of their voters, and suddenly a rainbow appeared on that, as it does. Here's exactly what happened. The Senate had passed weeks ago, repeatedly, a DHS funding bill. That bill funds most of DHS except for ICE and Border Patrol. House Republicans wanted more of a guarantee that ICE would eventually be funded, and that process has now started. The ICE funding was, in fact, a real issue for the GOP, but so were internal divisions over how exactly to do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after all the drama, I want to peel away the curtain a little bit, and I want to show people the actual vote to fund DHS today. It was an absurdly easy one. Listen.
The question is, will the House suspend the rules and recede from the House amendment to the Senate amendment and concur in the Senate amendment? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, 2/3 being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended.
Very easy. Why did it take months? There was a real challenge for Speaker Johnson. This was one of his toughest weeks yet, and he spoke to reporters today.
The equations that we solved on legislation this week were virtually impossible. Many of you said it couldn't be done. But we got it done because ultimately we just used patience and, frankly, prayer.
I don't know anyone who said that exactly, but it certainly was a hard task. He has a historically small margin, absolutely. One other thing, Democrats, they triggered this shutdown initially over ICE conduct. They got a lot of attention on that, but there were no official changes at this point to ICE conduct. But for DHS employees, a massive welcome. Their pay should start flowing and work should resume as normal in the next few days.
There is another self-created deadline looming, that they're dealing with on FISA authority as the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act expires at midnight. What's the latest?
More rainbows. Actually, just not long ago, the House also passed a short-term extension for FISA. This started in the Senate. The Senate passed around lunchtime today a 45-day extension, daring the House essentially to block it. This important foreign surveillance powers where the U.S. can get wiretaps on foreign actors. There are warrant concerns. So this 45-day sort of punt buys time for reformers to negotiate over their issues. So that problem now solved for the time. Mm-hmm. But I want to raise something else that happened in a blink and you might miss it vote. The Senate also today very quickly passed a rule so that senators themselves can no longer bet on places like Poly Market, none of these sort of prediction markets, and we expect the House to do the same.
Meanwhile, President Trump withdrew his, some say, controversial pick to be Surgeon General. That's Casey Means. What can you tell us about that?
Quite a lot of news today. Means is someone who's known well within Secretary Kennedy's MAHA movement. She has a massive social media following. Often she says we rely too much on pills and doctors, and we need to change our health and lifestyle, our diet, those kinds of things. But there were a lot of questions about her during her confirmation hearing with senators, some about her experience. She does not have a current medical doctor's license, for example, but also about how she answered questions on vaccines. So her supporters say she's been targeted unfairly, but she doesn't have the votes to get out of committee, and that just is a matter of fact. So the president is pulling her nomination. Instead, who is he nominating? Mm-hmm. This is Dr. Nicole Sapphire. She is the director of the Breast Imaging Center at Sloan Kettering Monmouth. You may recognize her because she's frequently been a medical contributor at Fox News. We do not know a lot about her sort of larger health viewpoints, but no doubt we will as her nomination moves forward.
All right, Lisa Desjardins, kicking off our coverage tonight. Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome.